congratulations to the newly awarded Motto of Innovations national winner in the area of student development from the state of Texas, the Bollard FFA chapter. Explain a little bit about the project or the event that you guys put on to win such a great award at the national FFA convention.
Well, we saw that our school's cafeteria was using, like, having a tremendous amount of waste, and so we wanted to, you know, to see what that problem was and actually have a voice on maybe we could make a difference in our school and change that. So we sent surveys to our schools and gave it to the students and allowed them to give us their opinion on what really happened in the school lunch. We ended up seeing a tremendous amount of waste, and we separated fruits and vegetables from the other trash in the cafeteria. And after doing all this, we ended up being able to present a presentation to Sid Miller and other congressmen in Texas, and we also presented it to our school board and state administration. And
what is something that your chapter had to overcome, a difficulty that you guys found throughout this project that you did?
Well, at first, like, whenever we went to go talk to the lunch ladies about it, they thought we were criticizing them because we were coming to them about their food and that because they were cooking it and students didn't like it, and they were offended by that. But what they don't have any control over what we have to serve, what we have to eat, what we have to cook.
It let us get a more open mind that it's not really their fault, and so they're just having to serve what they are required to serve in the cafeteria.
What would be a piece of advice that you guys would offer up to another chapter and be willing to do something like this in their school, whether it's in the cafeteria or another area in student development?
I would say that if your students are going to come up with a project, to try to have a solution in mind. And that's what our students did. Like they talked about, the cafeteria ladies were a little bit offended at first, but as we presented them with the information, they saw that we were trying to see their side and we were trying to see the student's side, and we were trying to make it better for everyone. And so that was really good, was to be able to have that solution and not just have a problem, but try to figure out what you're going to do once you find the information.
Once again, congratulations, huge congratulations to the National FFA Models of Innovations winner in the area of student development from the state of Texas, the Bollard FFA. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Thomas Shull.